mouth flap.
Ni hao ma. So, today I'll be giving us, from today, we'll start giving a series of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna come as a devotee in order to give everyone this very special mercy. It says that Krishna comes every day of Brahma.
据说 Krishna 是在 Brahma 的每一天都降临的。
That's one day of Brahma is 1,000 yugas.
Brahma 的一天是1,000个 yuga.
And one yuga is 4,320,000 years long.
一个 yuga是43亿两千。4,320,000,000.
4 billion.
4 billion.
Yeah. A billion is 1,000,000,000.
Yeah. Mm.
4,320,000,000 years is 1 4 yuga cycle.
43亿两千万年.
In other words, we're now in the Kali Yuga.
换句话说,
and the Kali Yuga is each of the yugas, like Kali Yuga is one time, then Dwapara Yuga is double, Treta Yuga is triple, and Satya Yuga is four times. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2 is 3, 1 and 2 is 3, and 3 is 6, and 4 makes 10. So Kali Yuga is 1/10. Of the total 4 yugas.
卡利年代是这个四个年代中的时间呢是十分之一的长度，然后其他年代呢分别是加倍的，嗯，多它的年代呢是两倍，然后上面是追它年代，追它年代是三倍，然后呢，三它年代是四倍。
Sorry to make it so complicated, but that's.
对不起，这里那个就是问题有一点点复杂的。So,
in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that Brahma's day is 1,000 yugas.
在佛家梵歌里面说， Brahma 的一天是1,000个 瑜伽年。
You know Brahma with the four heads?
我们都知道 Brahma 有四个头。
He's the creator of the universe in the Vedas.
他是我们这个宇宙的创造者，也是伟大经的创造者。And so
1,000 of his of these four yugas is one day.
这样的四个瑜伽年加在一起呢，就是再乘以一千是他的一天。And
Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma.
然后 Krishna 呢，在 Brahma 的一天降临地球。
In every yuga, there are different Vishnu avatars. But only Krishna comes once in 1,000 yugas. That was 5,000 years ago. So we are very fortunate because we are in the next yuga after Lord Krishna came. After Krishna comes. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya comes. Not every time. Only sometimes. And he came 521 years ago. So his movement is still present on the planet. He said there are many different kinds of yoga. And by practicing yoga, yoga means to connect. To connect with the absolute truth. So some yogas are more mechanical. Some are more mental. But bhakti yoga is the yoga of love. As well as yoga of intelligence. You see, but even in bhakti yoga, it takes some time to develop normally. But Lord Chaitanya makes bhakti yoga work very fast. Bhakti yoga is already the fastest yoga, but even then he makes it turbo fast, super fast.
其实光远瑜伽已经是见效非常快的修行程序，但是主且他尼亚使他就是进展神速。
It's predicted that Lord Chaitanya would come in the Kali Yuga.
经典里面预言，主且他尼亚会在卡利年代降临。
Krishtavaram Krishakrishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedasaha. That Krishna will come, but he'll come in a golden color. And he'll come as his own devotee. And he'll be accompanied by his expansions, by his energies, by his pure devotees. And by his paraphernalia weapons, Lord Chaitanya has weapons. Weapons of love. Like these kartals. Like those drums. Like Mahaprasadam. How many of you like to eat the prasadam, holy food? This is part of bhakti yoga, to eat prasadam. So see, so the process is very, very easy to perform and very happily perform. Patanjali, who is the great yoga master for the Hatha Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga process. He also says that if somebody wants to be successful in his yoga process, they also need to practice some bhakti yoga along with his yoga practice.
他也说过，如果一个瑜伽的修行者，如果是想使他的程序达到成功的话，他也必须同时修行奉爱瑜伽的程序。
So when Krishna was still present on the planet 5,000 years ago,
当 Krishna 还在这个地球上逗留的时候，是五千年之前的时候。
At that time, Narada Muni was feeling an anxiety.
那时候 ，Narada Muni 感到焦虑不安。
Because he was seeing that people were becoming more materialistic.
因为他看到人们越来越物质化。
So he could tell by this that the Krishna's pastimes were coming to an end, and soon Krishna would go back to the spiritual world. So he was worried, how will people get spiritually advanced in the Kali Yuga, which is a materialistic yuga? So he decided, let me go and ask Krishna, what will be the future in Kali Yuga for the conditioned souls?
So he decided, let me go and ask Krishna, what will be the future in Kali Yuga for the conditioned souls?
Right now we are in the Kali Yuga. It started 5,000 years ago. So, at that time, when the previous yuga or era was called the Dwapar Yuga. So Krishna was living in Dwaraka. It's an island off of the west coast of India. After Krishna left, the island sank in the ocean. But archaeologists have found the ruins of that island, of a big city. They said that between 5,000 and 10,000 years there was such a city there. And they said that this archaeologist said that this port where the ships, like Hong Kong is a port, Shanghai is a port also, I think, and Tokyo is a port. And, no, I don't know if Tokyo is Tokyo a port. No, what's the port in Japan? Osaka. So one of the biggest ports in the world is called Rotterdam in Holland. So these archaeologists said that the port in Dwarka was bigger than Rotterdam. It's very interesting. Because so Krishna was living in this big in this island, and he had a big port, and he had a big city there called Dwarka. He said that Krishna was in the palace of Satyabhama, and he informed Rukmini that he was going to her palace. So that Rukmini, being a very devoted queen, she personally overseed all the preparations for Krishna's welcome. She wanted to follow a very formal Vedic reception. Very formal Vedic reception. So she put sugar cane stalks around the doorway. These are considered to be auspicious. Then full water pots, clay water pots with coconut on them. Then red flags. Then also banana trees with the banana bunches still on them. Then she had priests or brahmanas who could chant the special Vedic mantras. Actually, Chandrasekhar Prabhu, he knows many mantras, I think. So there are special mantras for reception. Someone who comes very special, then they have also a mantra called Sannyasa Sukta. So they had the brahmanas to chant these mantras for Lord Krishna. Then music is also good to give a welcome. So they had also musicians there to play, a band to play for Krishna's coming. And then, so like this, it was very, Rukmini thought whatever she could do to give pleasure to her Lord Krishna. So then Krishna had 10 children from each queen. So the queen also, when Krishna came, they had the brahmanas chanting mantras, the band playing music. It was everything very auspicious, very beautiful and a lovely way of receiving Krishna. So she sent her children to go and embrace their father Krishna. In those days, things were more formal, so she didn't go to embrace Krishna herself publicly. But after this formal reception, then she took him inside their private area. She sat Krishna down on his special seat. And then one of the receptions you do for a spiritual person is you bathe the feet. With water, with some scented oil and some flower petals. So she was bathing the feet of Krishna. But then in the middle of the bathing, she just grabbed Krishna's feet and put on her, over her heart. And she started to cry. Krishna, why crying? I'm coming. It's a joyful music, band, Brahman. But why you're crying? So he asked Rukmini, why you are crying? I thought you were happy I'm here, but you're crying. What does it mean? And he kept inquiring from her, is it one of the children was arguing with you today? Maybe the servant didn't listen to you. Then Rukmini was surprised. Krishna, Prabhu, you're the Lord of everything. You know what's going on in all the universes. You know what Brahma is doing in the Satya Loka, the lotus planet. You know what Shiva is doing in Kailash. You know everything that's going on. But you don't know what's in my heart. It seems you don't know what's inside my heart. You don't know what we devotees feel for you. How much we love you, you don't know. Radharani, she knows. Radharani, the goddess of Vrindavan, she knows what I'm feeling. But it seems you don't know. So nobody ever told Krishna there's something he doesn't know. So it was something very surprising for him. What do you mean, I don't know? Then he said, come on, you just tell me what is it, why you are crying. Then Krishna, then Rukmini told Krishna, you see, you left Vrindavan. So the Brajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan, they're still feeling so much separation from you. So you come to my house today, I'm very happy. But sooner or later you're going to leave also. And when I think you'll leave me, leave my palace, leave my house, and I'm feeling also so much separation. You promise me that you'll never leave my palace, I won't cry. You see, this Rukmini love is so intense that even when she Krishna's present, she feels separation of Krishna, thinking that Krishna will leave me sometime. That's why Rukmini is considered the best of all the queens, because her love is so deep. So then Krishna said, look, he picked her up and sat her by his side and wiped the tears from her eyes. No, I won't leave you. Why do you think I'll leave you?
Krishna 为他擦干眼泪，就说我不会离开你。
Just then, Narada Muni, who decided to see Krishna, he came flying through the window.
那时候呢 ，Narada Muni 决定来看 Krishna， 他就从这个窗户里面飞进来。
Narada Muni is a liberated devotee. He can fly. He can go anywhere he wants in the material, spiritual universe.
Narada Muni is a liberated devotee. He can fly. He can go anywhere he wants.
Prabhupada said one time Narada Muni went to the temple in New York.
Prabhupada 有一次说 Narada Muni 来到了我们纽约的庙宇。
And all the devotees were feeling very happy, but they didn't know why. But Prabhupada said it was because Narada Muni was there. We don't know, maybe he comes here to Hong Kong sometime also. Well, we may not see him, but we may feel him. If you feel very ecstatic, very blissful while chanting, maybe Narada Muni or some great devotee is invisibly there. So, Krishna says, oh, Narada Muni, Gurudev, Gurudev, because Narada is playing the pastime as his guru.
So Krishna, you 看到 Narada Muni 就欢呼起来 Narada Muni, Gurudev, 因为 Narada Muni 扮演了 Krishna Guru 的角色。
So he got up and saved from, was pretty intense with Rukmini, now he saved, Narada Muni came.
然后呢 Rukmini 就站起来来服务 Narada Muni.
He came up and he and Rukmini sat Narada Muni down.
Krishna 和 Rukmini 站起来，请让 Narada Muni 就坐。
And because he's a guru, so they bathe his feet with the scented water, some flower water.
然后因为他是一位 guru， 所以呢，Krishna 和 Rukmini 为他用香油的水和香花的水呢，给他沐浴。
So gurus always peaceful, dhira, shanta, controlled.
Guru 总是很平和的 Dhira Shanta 他是自我控制的
Sometimes he's giving instruction but
有时候他会给予训示
But he was surprised that Narada Muni was also disturbed today was like shaking
但是他看到 Narada Muni 今天呢非常情绪不安他在身体在颤抖所以非常非常惊讶
said what a day
这是怎么回事
His wife is crying. His guru is disturbed for some reason.
他的妻子在哭泣，他的 guru 呢，因为什么事情而烦恼不安。
So he said, Narada Muni, you're always peaceful. What happened? Why you're disturbed today?
所以 Krishna 说 ，Narada Muni， 你总是很平和的，为什么你今天这样的烦恼不安呢？
He said, you see, I'm seeing around the world symptoms that Kali Yuga is going to begin soon. People are becoming more materialistic. So I want to know how the people in Kali Yuga will be delivered when you leave.Now you're here, everyone's getting liberated, but when you leave, how the people will get liberated? See, the guru is very compassionate. He wants to see the devotees that get liberated, they go back to Krishna. So like that, Narada Muni is so much concerned with how all of you will be liberated that he wants to ask Krishna what will be the hope for the people in the materialistic age of Kali Yuga. Krishna said, what a day.
Krishna 说这是怎么回事啊。
My wife is crying, my guru is disturbed.
我的妻子在哭泣，我的 guru 烦恼不安。
So okay.
好吧。
Then I must do something.
我一定做点事儿。
So Rukmini says that I don't know what my devotee feels for me.
Krishna 说我不知道我的奉献者对我是怎么想的。
So in Kali Yuga, I will come as my own devotee.
所以在卡利年代我要以我自己奉献者的身份而来。
Then I can experience what my devotee feels for me.
我可以体会到我的奉献者对我的情感。
Like in the material world, there's so many books written.How a man can understand a woman, how a woman can understand man, is they have different ways of thinking.
我看到这世上写了很多很多一些的书，男人如何不理解女人，女人如何不理解男人。
So like that, but Krishna he can do anything, so he wants to come as his own devotee, as a prakriti, so he can do that. He can,
因为 Krishna 他可以做任何事情，所以呢，他可以以他的是奉献者的身份而来，作为 Prakriti 人质。
So he comes in the mood of Radharani as a devotee.
所以他以 Radharani 的心态而来，是作为奉献者而来的。
So he said, "I'll come in Kali Yuga as my own devotee, and that way I'll experience what my devotee feels for me."
所以他说，我会在卡利年代。降临，作为我的身，以我的奉献者的身份而降临，我能够体会到我的奉献者对我的情感。
And to deliver the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga.
拯救卡利年代受条件限制的灵魂。
I'll spread the Harinam Sankirtan movement.
我会传播 Harinam Sankirtan 运动。
The chanting of the Maha Mantra.
唱诵伟大的曼陀罗。
The great mantra of deliverance.
这是最伟大的拯救颂歌。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.So this is some prelude, some advance background to why Krishna predicted he would come in Kali Yuga as his own devotee.
所以呢，这是 Krishna 在卡利年代降临的前奏，就是这是一个背景。
So who is that devotee he came as?
然后呢，那些奉献者
，What form he came？
他是以什么样的形体来的呢
？Who can anybody can say？ Lord Chaitanya， Gauranga， Gauranga， Gauranga。So then it was already planned, Lord Chaitanya is going to come, Krishna will come in his Chaitanya form in this Kali Yuga. He'd come in Navadvip Dham. His mother would be Sachi Mata.
他的妈妈名字叫 Sachi Mata.
His father would be Jagannath Mishra.
他的父亲的名字叫 Jagannath Mishra.
He would be born on the side of the Ganges.
他是生和他降生在恒河岸边。
Everything was planned out.
一切都已经安排好了。
So at that time in Navadvip, people were materialistic in a religious sense.
那时候南无地方的人们呢不是那么物质化的他们有宗教心态。他们是以这个宗教的方式呢但是呢他们是追寻的是物质主义的生活方式。
Like people would, to give your daughter in marriage was considered to be a very pious activity.
所以呢他们要给女儿就是出嫁，这是因为是要有一种宗虔诚的宗教活动。
But the rich people, they did a big marriage ceremony not so much for their daughter as to show off, and be very proud and look at I can do a big festival for my daughter.
但是那些富人呢，他们嫁女儿是一种炫耀排场的一个机会。
So there was a competition. Who could do the bigger feast, the bigger ceremony? Not because of devotion, because of pride. So then one person married off his daughter. Big feast, big ceremony, music, band, boom, boom, boom. And
那时候呢就会有一场大餐然后有很盛大的仪式还有乐队来演奏
Then the next one he would do something bigger for his daughter
然后呢下一个人呢会以更盛大的方式来嫁出他的女儿
Big feast big ceremony everything
他会举行 更豪华的宴会然后更盛大的仪式
But then The other one wanted to get back. I can do better.
然后另外一个人呢，想要做得更好。
Competition in religion.
他们是在宗教当中呢竞争。
For their own false ego, for their own pride and name and fame.
是为了他们自己的假我、骄傲、名声来做竞争。
But he had no more daughter.
但是呢，就不，如果没有女儿了呢？
So then they got two deities of like Shiva and Parvati. They made a temporary deity and married them.
然后呢，他们会临时做一个 Shiva 和 Parvati 的神像，然后呢让他们结婚。
Then someone else they wanted to do something different.
因为有些人想做一些与众不同的事情。
So he married a male dog and a female dog.
所以呢，他就让一个公狗和母狗结婚。
But there's no such system of animal getting married. They're just joking. They're just playing games for their own. Oh, wow, he married a dog, you know, something new. Then somebody married a female and a male cat. Meow.
有些人呢会让这个公猫和母猫结婚。
Then someone married two trees.
然后呢，有人会让两棵大树结婚。
They're doing all crazy things.
他们做了所有这些疯狂的事情。
So although it looked like people are religious, big festivals going on, but they're already they're actually already in a just a false kind of show, religious show, for their own name and fame.
所以呢，人们看上去是很虔诚的，但是他们做了所有这些豪华的炫耀，只是为了显示他们的名为了增强他们的名望和声名。
So then Advaita Acharya he was praying that Krishna should come down because these people are too difficult to liberate or with anybody else.
所以呢，伟大的 Acharya 像那个 Narada Muni 他认为让人们在这样的年代。
So Narada Muni, I mean Advaita Acharya, he decided to do some special worship of Krishna. So he was worshipping a Shaligram Shila. You know about the Shaligram Shilas?
你们都知道 Shaligram Shila 吗？就是居士。
How many have seen?
有多少人看到过居士？
You have here Shaligram?Is a special stone which is considered the incarnation of Krishna, deity incarnation. I have a little portable one. It has.It has some very special markings on it. So this is a small one, but he had a big one. You see that the devotees who have the second initiation, then they worship Shaligram Shila sometimes. These come from Himalaya mountains. In the river called Gandaki. Kali Gandaki.It's in Nepal. So there are different kinds of shaligrams, shilas with different markings. So Advaita Acharya, he was taking water from the Ganges with the tulasi flowers and offering to his shaligram shila.
那时候，那阿迪塔阿查亚，他取来恒河水和托西叶一起供奉给沙利布朗希拉。
And he was loudly calling on Krishna's names.
他在大声呼唤 Krishna 的名字。
Krishna!
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 Krishna! To get Krishna to come down to the material world.
让 Krishna 降临这个物质的世界。
And he was.Praying with devotion. Tears of love were coming from his eyes. So he requested that Krishna, you gave me a name Advaita, which means non-different. So if I'm non-different, I compel you, you must come to this material world. So, Advaita Acharya also considered one of the causes for Lord Chaitanya to come down.
So, Advaita Acharya is considered one of the causes for Lord Chaitanya to come down.
Then,Krishna sent a message to Advaita Acharya that yes, I'm coming. Because other incarnations of Krishna can give liberation. But to give love of Krishna, only Krishna can give.So that's why Lord Chaitanya is the form of Krishna, most merciful. How many want love of Krishna? Haribol! Haribol! this love of Krishna means it's a, the most a deep samadhi or a yoga trance. Because it goes beyond the mental intellectual level, goes to the very deep spiritual level. So like this. Many things were happening in preparation of Lord Chaitanya's coming. Something happened. With Brahma, but I'll tell that later. Actually, Brahma, you know, in Krishna Leela, he stole Krishna's calves and cowherd boys. To test Krishna. But then Krishna, he made duplicate boys and calves. By expanding himself. So when Brahma came back after 1 year of our time, he was surprised. He saw that he had put these boys in a suspended animation in a cave. But they were still in the cave. But they are also outside the cave, they were with Krishna playing. So although Krishna plays like a boy, but actually he has all unlimited powers. So then, Brahma is looking in that cave, looking here, is there a difference? No, they look the same. Who's the, maybe this is a false, this is a real. Maybe when I look here, then he shifts here, when I look there, he shifts there. He got bewildered. How is Krishna doing it? Two people, same, two places. It says, you see, Brahma's mystic power is like this Junjun Poka, that means this lightning bug in the night. He's in the night, the lightning bug looks very bright, nice color, little lightning bug flashing. You have this lightning bug in China? So, actually in Mayapur we have a bird. Who builds a very nice house. So that he's not attacked by any other birds, he makes a tunnel leading down from the house. Like a tube made out of grass. And so then they climb up this tube, and then inside there are other birds, they can't go inside. But it's dark inside. So they put a little mud inside. and they catch one of these lightning bugs, and they stick their head in the mud. So that way the bug is producing light for his little house. Advanced technology. And very interesting bird. But anyway, this mystic power of a Brahma was like a lightning bug, but in the daytime, lightning bug is not any significant against the sunlight, only in the night. So Krishna's power is like the sun, and Brahma's power was like lightning bug. So then Brahma, he thought that actually I made a big aparadha against Krishna. So I want to get forgiven for my offense. So he said he knew that Lord Krishna is going to come in Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya.
He's
the most merciful form of Krishna. So this is my chance, I can get forgiven for my offenses. So he went to Navadip Dham. In fact, the middle of Navadip Dham is called Antar Dweep. Antar Dweep. Very good. How do you say very good? Se sha hao. Se sha hao. So then Brahma started to worship Lord Chaitanya there. By calling on Lord Chaitanya's name. One of Lord Chaitanya's name is Gauranga. Because he is a golden color. He is a yellow color. So that in India people are normally not that yellow golden color, but he's special. So Brahma, he began to chant the name of Gauranga. Gauranga!
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 Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gauranga.
Then Lord Chaitanya appeared to Lord Brahma.
Chaitanya
5,000 years ago. The Lord Chaitanya eternally resides in Navadvip Mayapur Dham. How many of you have been to Mayapur Dham? So even now he's residing there. Even there, he's there now.
But
those who are fortunate, they can see him. So Lord Brahma was able to see Lord Chaitanya. So Brahma lives 100 years. Of his calculation. I gave you that number before, I don't want to confuse. So he lives, that's one day, he lives 30 days in a month, 12 months a year, 100 years. So like this, Brahma prayed that 50% of my life is over, and I'm over 50 years of my life. Still I'm making offenses against Krishna. You're coming in this Kali Yuga. You're the most merciful form of Krishna. So I want you to please bless me that I can do something, I get forgiven for my offenses to you. That I can awaken my love for you. That I can have the pure bhakti, the pure devotion. That I can also be your associate during your pastimes on earth. So then Lord Chaitanya said, Tatastaha. So be it. I'm granting you your boon. You will come as one of my associates. You'll chant 300,000 names of Krishna a day. This will purify you from all the offenses. And will also awaken your love for Krishna, for me. Would you be born in a non-Hindu family? So this will make you humble. And your name will be Haridas. Brahma Haridas Ki! Brahma Haridas Ki! Brahma Haridas Ki! So Lord Brahma became Haridas. So like this, different devotees already preparing to come to receive Lord Chaitanya. Already 5,000 years ago, preparations were being made. You want to hear about tomorrow? Or is tomorrow, when's the next class? Tonight? Tomorrow. You want to hear tomorrow about Lord Chaitanya's appearance?
Yeah.
Who wants to hear? Almost everyone. Any question? Yes, sir.
Earlier in your lecture, you mentioned that Lord Chaitanya comes after Krishna appears. So you said sometimes. Can you explain when it is sometimes, not every time Krishna appears?
Well, that's what the scripture says. He doesn't come every time. Okay, look, you didn't catch my words. Okay, that Krishna comes every day in Brahma, but scripture says that Lord Chaitanya does not always come every day in Brahma. But when he does come, he comes after Krishna. So anyway, he came this time. So now we can get the mercy of Krishna. Mercy of Lord Chaitanya easier. Anyway, he came this time, so what we're worrying if he comes or not, 3 or 4 billion years from now. The point is that it's very rare that he comes. And he's opening the door for us to get the supreme spiritual perfection very easily. So by chanting the Maha Mantra, one can experience spiritual bliss very quickly. But you need to chant the Panchatattva Mantra first. You know that mantra? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Then you chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Once I met one person from India, he said he was chanting Hare Krishna for 26 years. But he was not feeling spiritual happiness. I said, do you chant the Panchatattva Mantra? You chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mantra? He said, no. We are from another group. We don't know about Lord Chaitanya. So I told him you have to chant Lord Chaitanya's mantra first, then you get the maximum quick result from chanting Hare Krishna. So I gave him that mantra.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So then I left. Then after 3 months I went back to that place. And I saw that person again. He came running to me. He dived at my feet. Like a rugby player or something. Grabbed my feet and put on his head. And then I said, what you doing? What's happening? So what mantra you gave me, now I feel so much happiness. For 26 years would I never felt, now I'm feeling so much happiness by chanting Lord Chaitanya's mantra before Hare Krishna.
我念诵了这么长时间的曼陀罗，我没有什么感觉，但是现在我感觉到有内心有这么巨大的快乐。
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So now Lord Chaitanya came.
现在主权他尼亚降临了。
Whatever I'm telling you, I'm just telling whatever I read in the scriptures or heard from Prabhupada.
我所告诉你们的都是来自于 Prabhupada 所撰写的经典。
So there I read that he only comes, he doesn't come every time after Krishna.
这里呢，我是读到 主权他尼亚不是在 Krishna 之后每次都来的。
That means that it's very special, and we should take this mercy of Lord Chaitanya because it's not always available. Who wants the mercy of Lord Gauranga? Gauranga! Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Yes, yeah.
Thank you. That's a question.
One more question? Yeah.
In how many days of Brahma the Lord Chaitanya come?
How many
days of Brahma?
Does Krishna come? It says Krishna comes every day of Brahma. The 27, 28 Kali Yuga. He's like a clockwork, he comes. And after him, then sometime Lord Chaitanya comes. Exactly how many times it doesn't say. Now we do Prabhupada Puja. We offer auspicious articles to the Guru as a special sign of respect.